This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. This is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Let me tell you, we are having a good time. Denise and I and Cal here. We miss Todd. Appreciate his tireless work all the time with Radio Law Talk. He rarely takes time off.
This is unusual.
This is unusual. So if you want to call in, you can call in at 855 Law Radio. Again, 855-529-7234. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving you legal advice. If you're really having problems sleeping, sometimes I do. I just go to my phone, open RadioLawTalk.com, and go to the disclaimers. The disclaimers part is really, really interesting. So, you know, it's lay there, picture a soft pillow, the snuggy, warm, you know, blankets up to your chest, and the Christmas tree lights on, and reading Radio Law Talk's disclaimers. Forget the sheep jumping over the fence. Forget that. This is what you want to do. Or have your spouse or significant other read it to you.
Read them aloud. That's even better.
You do is Christmas Eve, read the Christmas story, and then our disclaimers after that.
If the kids won't go to bed, just read them. I'm telling you, they will be out in a heartbeat.
That's exactly right. That's our disclaimers. Yeah, this is an off-the-wall show, ladies and gentlemen, who first joining us. Welcome, WDEL, 1150 AM and 101.7 FM, Wilmington, Delaware. Thank you for joining us, our newest affiliate this week. We're going to talk about NFL players, lawsuits, a lawsuit with NCAA scholarships, Tyler Perry splitting up. What's that about? I want Denise, the attorney that handles family law, to talk about, and I hear this a lot from people who call me when I say, just go to an attorney that knows what they're talking about, we've been together for 27 years, and we're common law married. Well, Denise is going to talk about that, what that means. We got a case or no case coming up, and then at the very, very end of this segment, about 3 hours, there's a thing called Quick Takes that you're going to really like. Quick Takes is about, you know what, we know as well, I've learned that I think it's 7 minutes is a person's attention span, maybe 4 minutes for me, so we're just going to do one quick take, so when you leave today, you'll at least remember one thing out of the whole show, other than being entertained. But why people are here is the most important thing, Cal, is your case or no case. Roll it.
All right, here we go.
My name is Frederick Penny of
that. Wait.
Don't do that. I like that.
I should hit the actual open. It's going to play a spot of you instead.
Well, play me.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Well, okay. About me, Cal, right? Isn't this all about me?
I want you to remember this song if you can.
Okay. Wait a minute.
You're an angel to me.
Who performed this
1960,
song?
1960, right?
Who performed it?
I'm going to say The Temptations.
No, it's called Earth Angel. Right?
Johnny Angel.
Oh, dang it.
And performed by Shelley Fabre.
Oh, my God.
Shelley Fabre was born in Santa Monica, California, the niece of actress Nanette Fabre, although they spelled their last names differently.
Wait a minute. I don't even know who either of them are. Who's Nanette?
Oh, yes. Come on. The Bikini Beach movies from the 60s.
Oh, like when Elvis was in and stuff?
Or 50s, actually, from late 50s.
Cal, you'll know about that.
Her acting debut was at the age of 3.
Okay.
Her national popularity led to a recording contract and 2 top 40 hits, including Johnny Angel, of which we just heard a little bit. Much later, in a distinguished career, she married Mike Farrell, who played one of the doctors on MASH.
Yes, I know who Mike Farrell is.
Yeah, the show had just ended. Farrell read for one of the leads in a new TV show called Coach.
Okay.
The part later was awarded to a former Northern California resident by the name of Craig T. Nelson, who taught high school up in Burney, California. When he didn't get the part, Farrell saw red because his wife, Shelley Fabre, did get cast opposite Craig T. Nelson.
Ooh.
Farrell said the role was promised him long before Nelson, a relative newcomer, got the part. And he went to his agent and complained, and the agent said, man, I'm going to miss out on a lot of commission because this has the potential to be a good show. So what did the producer said? Farrell said, they told me the part was mine. And so the the agent said, I've had enough of all of these phony baloney, hollow Hollywood promises. We're going to hold them to that oral contract. And so he went to an entertainment lawyer firm, Latham & Watkins in Los Angeles, and said, what do you think? Can you help us out? And I think Denise, this is your turn.
No, it's me.
We'll keep you on track here. Was he called B.J. Trapper on it? What was his name?
Yeah, he was Trapper John. Trapper? No, Trapper John was the other guy. B.J. Honeycutt.
B.J. Honeycutt. Yeah, he was good. I'm looking at his picture. He was wonderful.
Yeah. Good guy.
You know what's happening? I hate to say this. My wife and I are talking the other day. I'm digressing again. All of the actors and actresses during our era are all dying. That's what happens.
Yeah. Eventually they'll say, you know, that Cal and Fred.
Well, maybe not during our era, but the ones we grew up with.
Grew up watching. Like this MASH. I grew up watching MASH.
Of course.
And Mike Farrell. Not that he died. But
MASH was 70s, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he sues saying he should have been cast.
I had an oral contract.
Instead of Craig.
Yeah.
Yep, instead of Craig. Mm-hmm. And he's worried about Craig and his wife, you know, getting along pretty good.
That was a subtext to the conversation.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is interesting. And he hires a lawyer to go against the...
against the producers of Coach.
Was it NBC? Was it ABC? Do you know?
It was one of those sublet things that was made by an outside company, Paramount.
Paramount.
Yeah.
Oh. I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, he's just trying to delay
it. I'm pulling a total Denise. I have absolutely no idea. Not only do I not know the law on this, I have no idea what to say about it.
Talk about dragging his heels.
So talk about the easy way out. The easy way out is...
flip a coin.
The question is this a case? First, is this a case? I'm going to say no. It's a scenario, but not a case. But that's the easy way out. I just took the easy way out, and I don't like be doing the easy way out. So I'm going to say it's not a case. You made it up, Cal. It's a scenario, but not a case.
Okay, Denise, what say you?
This is a very famous case.
It's dang it!
Breach of oral agreement, right? And so what he had to show was that he had the oral promise that he acted upon to show that he accepted that oral promise. And... something, there's a twist in here about his wife, right? So there's some kind of, maybe he also did interference with intimate relationship or something else. There was something else in there. I'm going to say that it's a case, and he loses because the person who promised him it did not have the legal capacity to bind the Paramount.
Oh, didn't have the authority.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
And see, that's why, by the way, and that is true, people don't realize you can have an oral contract. Well, I didn't, there's no written contract. That doesn't matter. You can have an oral contract. It's just more difficult to prove.
Right.
And that's where we're here. That tells you why, Cal, as we always say, Denise is much smarter than us.
Well, it's a great analysis.
It really is.
And I will tell you this. How many of you say this was a case? I think that was Denise, right? And I'm so sorry, Denise.
Oh, yeah. You made the whole thing up.
There was a famous Hollywood case based on oral contract, but unfortunately this one wasn't it. Shelley Fabre wanted the part badly. She said, look, I get to play an intelligent woman for once. I want this role.
Uh-huh.
And Mike Farrell said, good for you. Go get him, baby. And that was it. That was the end of the case. And, you know, that was it.
So, and you know why I said that this was a case, right?
To mess with Fred.
Because I'm giving Fred a chance.
That's two more points. That's 4 points. So
you've done well. You're going to catch up to Todd.
No, that's
Todd.
6 points. This is the third hour.
Yeah,
6 points. 2, 4, 6.
Yep.
All right, we're going to be back. We're going to talk a little about lawsuits in the NFL going on, and we're going to still have fun. Hang on. Talking about Tyler Perry.
And I am off my game today. Fred is just racking up the points. But stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here. Don't go away.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
What happens when a product comes out and people allege that the product is not saying exactly what it can and cannot do or exaggerating what it can or cannot do? With the individual stars who from either NFL or movie star or TikTok star, Instagram star, they go out and they push the product. Are they able to be sued? Well, what's going on here is the current Buccaneers tight end Rob Gronkowski.
Are you serious?
Yes. He used to be the star, multiple-time Pro Bowler for the Patriots with Tom Brady. He and Tom Brady are well known of being able to hook up and make wonderful passes and score touchdowns. And by the way, just a side note, he retired, and then when Tom Brady got traded over to the Buccaneers, he came out of retirement so he could play with Tom Brady at the Buccaneers. By the way, another anecdotal thing on the side of I've seen, Tom Brady has said, basically, what was I doing in the East Coast the whole time? And we love the East Coast, by the way. Now that he's in Tampa Bay, he's like, this is a pretty nice place to live. So I think he's going to be hanging out there. And by the way, he bought a yacht while he was there. He's enjoying the Tampa Bay Florida life.
It's not an unusual sentiment. One of the reasons many people ended up in California is they said, let's see, you know that Donner Party? There's a lot of snow between the East Coast and the West Coast until you get to California.
That's
it's
right.
A lot nicer here.
It's exactly
like right now.
The weather, it's easier to adjust to.
Yeah. People always say, Fred, how do you live there? And you know, because the taxes. I mean, look, we do pay more than most, it seems like. I said it's called a sun tax.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sun tax.
Frank said, how do you live there? And Fred said, very well, thank you.
Actually, because I was raised here. You just kind of.
It's home, yeah.
Yeah, it's home. I grew up here, and like home for you is Idaho, right, Cal? Idaho's your.
Exactly right.
And you talk about cold.
Oh, man.
Woo! Yeah, where you're from right now?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I know some people in that area. It's not just the snow, Cal. It's the blistering wind. The wind chill factor just. Cuts you
no,
right to
as the old story goes, just before we left Idaho, the wind stopped and the barn fell down. And my dad said, okay, it's time to go.
Time to go.
I came from Alaska.
Oh, did you?
I did. I came here to go to law school for Alaska. Wow. And I was there for about 2 years. And you know what? It was cold there.
Yeah.
It was really cold. And when I got here, in the wintertime, I'm wearing shorts and short sleeves and walking around, and people are looking at me like, you are crazy. Aren't you freezing? Like, no, it's warm here.
Yeah, if it's 45 degrees outside, your friends from Minnesota are saying, they're walking around bare-chested, and we're in California going,
or Arizona. You talk to Arizona people. Right. I got a brother-in-law who lives in Arizona. Right. He rolls in the wintertime here, and he's just like, this is so cold here. I'm like, but I was just in Mesa, Arizona, 2.5 weeks ago? And it was in its 70s.
Wow.
So pretty there.
It's you go there in the summertime, it's just
miserable.
Oh my gosh, miserable.
Yeah.
So let's go back to
so
this.
So what did Ron Gronkowski do?
So what he did is he there's a teeth whitening product that he endorsed, and this teeth whitening product they're arguing was made false claims that the saying basically that and they unjustly charged too much money for it, making false claims that the lights they sell to consumers will dramatically improve the whitening power and antiviral and antiseptic.
That's that UV
qualities.
Light product where you put a blue put the stuff on, put
right.
a blue light in your mouth.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
And then the
and then it would kill bacteria and viruses.
Kills viruses and bacteria, which is referencing they're claiming COVID-19. And trying to make people think, oh, I'll do that so I won't get the COVID-19. Now, these are allegations. We always say that these are allegations and lawsuits. But the interesting thing, they're also trying to bring in those who went out and were well-known, athletes.
Celebrity endorsers.
Celebrity that endorsed it, and they're coming after them.
Yes.
And are they allowed to do that? The answer, I'm going to tell you, generally speaking, is no. Generally speaking. It depends. Did they have knowledge of these claims? The missed facts. And had knowledge that this would occur. That it comes into that. I think this is going to be thrown out on a motion to dismiss or demur or MSJ. I think in what's called a motion for summary judgment, it's going to be thrown out at least against the endorsers.
The endorsers was Gronkowski and Floyd Mayweather, by the way.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather.
And the other interesting thing about this is that you can bet if there's a celebrity endorsement of a product in that agreement, that endorsement agreement, there's going to be an indemnification clause, which means that if anything happens, they have to protect that celebrity endorser, protect them by paying their attorney fees to defend them and all that stuff. So you can bet that if it's not thrown out, these celebrity endorsers are going to cross-claim against the company.
Hold me harmless, they say. Hold me harmless.
Yeah, hold harmless. Here's the interesting thing now, Denise, and we talked about this earlier. What's the Fire Festival? Remember that?
Oh, my God.
The Fire Festival was the festival in the Bahamas that they claim was this great big party. And, you know, you pay...
On a private island.
Private island. $50,000 you pay, I don't know, or tens of thousands to pay to have these... And all these celebrities will be there. It's just a big... Only the who's who party. Well, what happened is that who was it? Was Naomi Campbell? No, it was
Gigi Hadid and Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, we did an endorsement type of video about for it,
right.
And they got sued because this thing never came to fruition. But here's the issue: you can have all the hold harmless you want, Cal and Denise, but if they're going under the company that did this. They're going to look for the money, and the money is the endorsers that were endorsing it. And I don't know. I think they settled out of court what happened, but there was a lot of lawsuits.
Yeah, but I don't think it was for much because the person that put it on, he's in prison.
But my point is you can have all the hold harmless that you want or that they have to cover it and take care of you, this company. But you know what? If they don't have
it's
any money,
risk.
If they go bankrupt – then as an endorser, you better be careful. So, man, when I'm famous, I'm going to be careful who I endorse.
I would be there if I were you. Yes, absolutely.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk. We got more to talk about. Supreme Court weighing in on the NCAA athletic scholarship caps. I have inside knowledge of that because I have represented athletes before and the college athletes, too. So we'll be back after this.
We hope you'll stay tuned because there is more Radio Law Talk coming up. Only two more segments for this week, so don't be sad. There are still two more segments left, and you can listen to all of our shows anytime you want at RadioLawTalk.com. And we'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
Why?
Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
Know someone.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Busy weekend in Washington, D.C. as lawmakers continuing to work behind the scenes on a COVID-19 and omnibus bill. Congress is in session this weekend. Negotiations happening mainly, though, behind the scenes. No votes on a coronavirus bill are expected until Sunday afternoon at the earliest. A hospital outside of Chicago temporarily suspended coronavirus vaccinations Friday after 4 team members experienced adverse reactions. Regarding reactions to vaccines, Dr. Nicole Sapphire says we have to remember
Just about any person can have a reaction to just about any medication, including a placebo medication. And if you look at the clinical trial data, specifically Pfizer, the rate of allergic reaction was about 0.61% versus the placebo group, which was 0.53%.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Is this real life? Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
And RadioLawTalk.com.
So, everybody talks about, college football, college basketball. And, I've had my daughter, it was a really good star swimming athlete, and she got an NCAA top, one of the top colleges scholarship to swim. And I've represented some actual, even though I'm a personal injury lawyer, I've helped out some football players with actually looking at their NFL contracts and stuff like that. I've done some of that, mainly kind of pro bono to help them out. But I've dealt with super athletes in college before and what their lives are like. And believe me, you got to understand what people always say. Well, I'm not jumping on all of their sides, but these are still kids, and they're thrown in the limelight like you would not believe. And it's just a lot of their lives they've been stars, and it's just they've been treated differently. And it's very difficult for them to navigate a lot of these waters.
And they're turned into products basically when they're not really ready.
Even when they're in high school, they are. And we talk about the hundreds of millions of dollars a college can make, one college, in football, just off these individuals that, by the way, beat their bodies up. If you look at an NCAA football player, the vast majority, and I think that I don't have the statistics in front of me, are not going to make it to the pros. And they are good for, you take Ohio State or Michigan, the vast majority of them are not going to go to the pros. And think of the Fresno States or the Vanderbilt
Idaho State University.
University. Yeah. And they're beating.
And then you've got Oregon, University of Oregon.
Yes, University of Oregon.
They're going to go to the pros.
Well, everyone there. Well, here's
the
thing.
The deal. So, go ahead.
The ratio is Two out of every high school football team go to some level of college, junior college. Two play football, you know, on Saturday.
Per high school.
Right, per high school, on average, right?
On average, okay.
And high school teams, it's less than that. It's like a half of a percent. You know, it's a funnel, and, you,
right.
and you're going up the funnel, not down.
Yeah.
Fewer opportunities, the more advanced you get in terms of...
You know what's interesting? Players. I've talked to some NFL players, quite a few, and you know what they say? The difference between the player that's on the practice squad... and the best, one of the better players, is razor thin. Razor thin. The individual that's playing on Sunday, that gets the, you know, that's really good, and the difference between that person and the person that on the practice squad is razor thin. And it's just interesting.
They're all great athletes, which is why many of them will do anything they can to get an edge, which is a whole separate story.
So now let's back up to college. And you're playing college, and you're playing for a major university that's bringing in, let's say, $150 million a year. And if you have a comment on this, you can call us at 855-529-7234. And think about this. Think about what the athletes get. And I've heard people say this. Oh, Fred, I disagree with you because, look, they get an education. You know what? It'd probably be trying to get an education for your brain would be a lot less taxing on your body than anything. My daughter would practice mornings and nights and go to school, and then she was at the swim meets on the weekends. And I'm telling you, no life. They have no life. Now you talk about her beating her body swimming because she had shoulder and hip problems, but because she was a butterflyer. And guess what? What about a football player that's getting hit all the time? And the majority of them are going to have injuries while in college, and they never quite make it, right? They never quite make the NFL. They don't get paid. And they got to deal with these issues the rest of their life. And they said, okay, that's fine. They got their education. I'm not disagreeing. That's a plus. They usually, sometimes, a lot of colleges, it depends, will give them $1,500 a month to live on. By the way, that $1,500 a month, they have to pay their own health insurance. They have to pay their car payments. They have to, that's their food, all that stuff.
Housing, whatever it is,
yeah. Yeah, it all comes out of the $1,500, you know.
Depends sometimes on the housing because they could live on campus.
Could live sometimes.
And that could be
athletic
considered.
Dorm. Yeah, it depends.
Yeah, it depends. You're exactly right. But the point is every single one of these kids that I've dealt with, they're broke. They're flat broke all the time. And so what has happened is these lawsuits that finally have come forth to represent these athletes in saying that, you know what, you're using our likeness, you're selling our jerseys, you're doing, you know, everything.
And now you're trying to limit what the schools can offer us to entice us to go to the school to do this.
You know, I have this theory about this, and maybe I'm wrong, and that is until the supply of athletes willing to line up and take the risk for the chance of making it to the big time, until that dries up, the colleges are just not going to be motivated to do this.
And I agree with you, Cal, and you're right.
Yeah.
So I think, so what happens, though, is I agree that, no, you don't want to do endorsements like the pros, because then you lose the amateur part.
Right.
You know, but there's got to be a balance. Something else has to be given to them. And so these lawsuits have come forth, and basically the lower courts have held that, you know what, you're right. It's not fair to these athletes in college that what they're getting paid or what, you know, getting a free education and books and
it doesn't balance out.
It doesn't balance out, and they need more. And that's what's going on. And the Supreme Court has now saying they're going to weigh in on it, and they're going to decide finally what these college students are going to get. But as of now, it's kind of a hybrid. Right now, the lower courts have held that you're not going to get, you know, outright a ton of money, but there's going to be an in between, and we're going to find out what the Supreme Court's going to say. That's kind of where we are right now. So
yeah, and the first one that's coming up has to do specifically with scholarship caps and educational expenses that can be reimbursed or paid for these college athletes.
So caps in terms of the number of scholarships or the amount?
Both.
Oh,
wow. I think it's both.
Yeah, and I think that they should be paying them more. They should pay them. What about an athlete that has that's a star quarterback for LSU? What about their jersey? You know, and a lot of it doesn't say their name. They can't put their name. I don't think I got to look it up. I don't know that they can put their name on it. They can put their number on it though. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My question is, why not?
I don't know, but
why
I'm saying
not
because it's the colleges make so much money. because of these football programs, that they don't want it to be about the players themselves. They want it to be about the actual sporting
amateurism
team itself,
yeah.
Right?
They want to keep it more amateur, and
yes.
Then it becomes professional when they're getting paid. But doggone it, you got to give them more than they're receiving, and that's what's going to happen. And we're going to find out.
That's a horrible argument,
by the way.
That's a horrible argument. They say, we'll come in, we'll make money on your back, but don't you dare make money off of your own athletic ability when you're
not only athletic ability, but
argument.
your likeness. They're using their pictures on TV and stuff like that. And I've seen – have you ever been to a college stadium?
Sure.
And the size of the poster as high as a stadium of their star quarterback standing there, and he gets nothing for it?
Yeah.
You know, no, so that's what we're going to follow up with. But
did you see the Raiders game and the Chargers game?
Yes, a good game.
What was so unique about that game? Two quarterbacks, both from Oregon.
Yeah.
Mariota and Herbert.
Yeah, a couple of ducks going at it, bill to bill.
Yes.
What about the Browns game, Ravens? Woo.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Well, you guys know why. I don't know. I think the people out there know that. I'm related to some Browns players.
There was a certain player.
Yeah, he's actually property of the Cleveland Browns.
That's exactly right.
But
I like the Browns.
What if you had, for example, a Cleveland Browns T-shirt with his name and number on the back? Should he get paid if they put his name and number on the back?
Oh, he does get paid.
Okay, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he gets paid a lot. And, and it's so different. It's so funny to step. The minute they step in the NFL, the money is just like, oh, my heavens.
Yeah.
And what, about 80% of them lose it all? But you got to be very careful. And it was funny. We got to go to the new rookie camp. Well, they bring in the parents, and they have a little talk to the parents. And my wife and I got to go. And the NFL is basically saying, Have your son save money.
Have your advice team ready.
Have your advice team ready because they get these fat checks where in college they're making nothing, and all of a sudden they go, "Woo! I can go buy a new Bentley or a new Rolls Royce
or a mansion."
Well, there's a thing called taxes. What? What's that?
And the real problem is they have all these hangers on. And if you don't believe me, ask Kobe Bryant and his family now, right?
Exactly
have all these hangers on. They say, "Come on, man, I was with you in the neighborhood when you were nothing. Take care of me." I mean, that happens. It does all the time.
We come back. We're going to talk about Tyler Perry, longtime girlfriend, are breaking up after 13 years. And Denise is going to talk about they were never married. So, quote, married, but do they have a common law marriage? They're together 13 years. What are they going to be able to get? What's going to happen there? Then we're going to talk about a judge freezing the assets of a famous L.A. lawyer. Very interesting. Then the final thing, we got to tell you about the bar exam. We're going to do a quick Simpsons thing for you. The bar exam in New York. You want to hear about this. We'll be back.
As Brett said, stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming up. An action-packed final segment right here on Radio Law Talk. So if you stay tuned, we promise we'll be right back. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Since 1960, Iceberg Drive-In has...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Oh, come on.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So Tyler Perry and his girlfriend, Miss Beckel, I don't know how to say her first name. Do you know, Denise?
I think it's Jalila.
Jalila Beckel are splitting up 13 years together with children. And the question is that like a marriage? Did she get part of the assets? What's going on? Could she say this is common law marriage and that I'm assuming that he makes more money than her? Maybe not. I don't know. I'm not doing that because of male female. I'm doing it because Tyler Perry's a very well known celebrity.
He certainly has more fame than she
does. Yes, has more fame than she does. Okay. So go ahead. What's the deal there?
Well, common law marriage. A lot of people, honestly, believe that there's common law marriage, and it stems back from the Romans. It stems back from the United Kingdom. It's something that is kind of an archaic idea, and in the Latin word is sui. That's sui juris, which is a marriage that is an informal marriage, but it's recognized by a marriage. And the concept used to be that if two people agreed they were going to act as if they were married, then they didn't have to formally be married. And as long as the community recognized them, then they would have a common law marriage.
Okay.
And in my generations, people would say, hey, What do I need a piece of paper for, man? You know, that kind of stuff, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And
they'd have a rolled joint in their mouth at the same time.
That was the piece of paper they didn't need.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
So, you know, under Greek and Roman times, it was like private arrangements. It was not sanctioned by the state or the city. And it became common law marriage. And it actually translated across many, 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 many different countries and throughout Europe. And as a result of the United Kingdom having so many different protectorates and other, you know, parts of it, like Australia and Canada and, you know, all India, all of this, common law marriage became very, very widely known.
Popular and common.
Exactly. So, but it became also, once there were taxes and all that stuff and there were fights against it, then common law marriage started to become not legal in different places because, right, there was no way to really prove the common law marriage and to collect, if you will, the taxes and other things, the benefits under the law that were provided for it. So slowly but surely, the other countries have all gotten rid of it, and not all of them. I mean, it's still legal in Canada, in different parts of Canada, but in the United States, it's now pretty much out of favor.
A really quick example. Someone I know, a Cal firefighter, was killed in an accident alongside the freeway doing his job. His living girlfriend went to the fire station and said, I would like his uniform, please. And they said, you have no legal standing. You're
right.
Married.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, it's got to be the parents or the children. Yeah.
Yeah, and in the United States, all of the states, except for seven, have outlawed common law marriages. And it looks like the District of Columbia also has now recognizes it as the same. So in California, where Terry Perry and his longtime girlfriend lived, there is no common law marriage. So there are no rights bestowed upon people that are just living together in a long-time cohabitant
setting. Just say we want rights bestowed upon us, really.
Right, and so there is nothing. But they still have commonalities, which they have if they have animals, pets together, if they have children together. You know, there are protections under the laws for the pets and for children nowadays.
But not for cars and houses and bank accounts.
There are, but it's under a different setting, not family law type of a setting. It's more of a you know, like a partnership type
business
of law.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay. Well, that's good. So we're gonna follow through that with that. But right now, those I hear people say, "Oh, I've been common law married for this many years. That doesn't mean you're married." So
no, check your state law.
Check your
state
law.
Used to be 6 years in Idaho, as I recall.
Yeah, but it doesn't. Most states, it doesn't apply now. Now here's the deal. The New York State Bar Exam, I've got to tell you about something that's very important. And I think the Simpsons were the ones that helped us understand this.
Hutch, when I grow up, I want to be a lawyer just like you.
Good for you, son. If there's one thing America needs, it's more lawyers. Can you imagine a world without lawyers?
That's Bart Simpson talking to the family lawyer, and it's so true. So the New York bar exam pass rate soars because now of the coronavirus, there's more lawyers passing bars. It went up 20% for online bar exam taking. In other words, there's more lawyers passing the bar now than before because of online and being easier somehow to take. I don't know why, but I'm sure there's ways that they're making it easier because I'm telling you, I've been through a bar exam of the hardest bar exam in, I think in the United States is California and New York are both kind of tough. It's grueling being there in that testing center and them watching and but to do it at home, you know, I wonder.
With no distractions around you where you
nobody
can
around
it.
Either, Denise.
Less pressure.
Well, less pressure. I'm not saying.
And maybe you crack open a book.
That's exactly. I'm not saying anyone's cheating, but maybe you've got some books there next to you.
Certain
who's
people
to
who want
them?
To be lawyers acting unethically
that's
is just not
shock.
Possible. President company excluded.
Yep. Can listen to this. Now, California, the pass rate is usually, what, in the 30s to 40%. That's about the pass rate, 30s to 40%.
Right, right.
This year, New York's bar exam that they did online, 84% of the test takers passed the October exam.
Wow.
Up from 65%. And by the way, like I said, California is much lower. And it's not because people are dumber. It's just more difficult. And
but
so,
California also did online in October.
Yes, yes. And I understand it increased also. So my point is, the best part about COVID, those of you who are out there that are enjoying this being at home because of COVID, just know there's more lawyers coming on board because of COVID.
And the more lawyers, the more likely is one of them is going to come after you.
That's exactly right. What the lawyer? I think Bart Simpson, I want to be a lawyer. The lawyer, what we need more of is lawyers in this world. Hey, and a last thing before we do our quick takes is, okay, so there's a guy, a famous lawyer by the name of Tom Girardi. He is, if you watch the movie Aaron Brockovich, that's this guy's paralegal. He was the guy that brought these lawsuits in the famous Aaron Brockovich
against PG&E.
Yeah, against PG&E.
For poisoning of water, wasn't it?
Yes.
The underground water.
And now she's in Northern California shilling for this law company to try to get fire victims to go and be represented by the...
So he also appeared on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and he's well known. Apparently, he's fallen into some rough times, and they have just... They're claiming, again, this is all allegations, that he took... Now, he represented a number of individuals in that... the plane accident over, was it Thailand? That Boeing jet in Indonesia, and apparently there was four different families. They got $2 million each, and $2 million's missing. And and so the judge is basically upset and said it's unconscionable what he's done, and he's now fighting for his life. His law firm is down to, according to this article in Los Angeles Times, the Los Angeles Times said he is down to his law firm had about $15,000 in its operating accounts.
That's 1-5.
1-5. The 1,500. 15,000. And that sounds like a lot.
That's a month. You got salaries.
No, not even a month.
That's a day.
That might not even be a pay period.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
And they can't make their...
I guess it was a big law firm.
No, they're a big law... Yeah, they're a big law firm. So, but they
so
said...
So he's got a lot of insult here, too, because his partners have sued him now for misappropriation. And his wife has filed... she's a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. Her name is Erica, and she has filed for divorce before this. But what was interesting is she had talked about a year ago, she talked about the fact that they did not have a prenuptial agreement, and they've been married for 20 years, so she's probably entitled to, you know, half the estate, the community property estate, because they live in California. And so it's kind of an odd time for her to file for divorce.
Is he running it down to zero on purpose?
Yeah, I don't know, but they're saying he's got some mental issue. He's not competent and all that.
Well, that's the allegations, I think, by his own attorneys.
Yeah, his own attorneys.
That's a sad story. That's a sad story. Well, I'm glad you've had all of your long takes. Now it's time for your quick takes. Fred Penny, what's your quick
Vanessa
take?
Bryant, we talked about. I have learned today that when I go to my grandkids' house to babysit, I'm going to take the time clock, use a time card, keep track of my time, and call myself a nanny.
Denise, what is your quick take?
Well, we talked about the parasites in cats, and so I wanted to ask this question. Why does Todd use his cats to get out of dates?
Mm.
And that's because they instruct him to do so.
Don't go, Todd.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back. We'll be back on Saturday, 9 to noon. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you.
Merry Christmas, Wally.
Yeah.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.